Hey everybody, Rob Mauer here, and today we've got an interesting day. We've got a lot of Twitter news, of course. We do have Tesla news as well. Tesla apparently under investigation by the Department of Justice. Also got some news on Tesla semis, updates from Ford. They reported earnings, of course, today as well, and a few other items. So nice day for the stock today, despite the market being down 2%, Tesla finishing up 1% to close at $224.64. Maybe some of that Twitter overhang lifting today, as we did have significant updates from Elon on that front. But first, we got to check in on the Form 4s. So if Elon had sold on Monday, we would be requiring a Form 4 to disclose that today. And as I'm sitting here, it's, 10 after 9 Central Time, 7:10 p.m. Pacific. We're still not seeing any Form 4s from Elon. So as far as we can tell right now, maybe there could be some filing delays or something like that, but I don't think we've seen any Form 4s published after this point in time on any of the previous rounds. So, as far as we know right now, again, knock on wood a little bit, but it does not appear that Elon had sold on Monday. If we go to Tuesday or Wednesday, today, both green days for Tesla. So, Monday was the big question mark as the stock was down pretty significantly. We had really high volume, and it does not appear that. Again, as of right now, this could change, but as of right now, it does not appear that Elon had sold. So presumably, no more sales would be required then for the acquisition of Twitter, which is looking pretty imminent based on Elon's actions today on Twitter. He updated his description on Twitter to read Chief Twit as his description, changed his location to Twitter headquarters, which was an accurate description or location. As we can see here, Elon carrying in a sink. I don't know if my video is going to work here, but carrying a sink into, just try to refresh that, into Twitter's headquarters earlier this afternoon. As you can see, Elon walking in and saying, let that sink in, making a couple jokes about that like he has before. He said he was going to be a sink for Halloween and kind of make that joke about, oh, you've got to let that sink in now. And, you know, we're a few days from Halloween still, but Elon seems to be capitalizing on that again today with Twitter. Certainly knows how to make an entrance. So interesting. It looks like Elon's pretty happy about, you know, where things are at right now with the deal. So of course that deadline originally set by the court and, you know, with Twitter and Elon and their exchanges was October 28th, which is of course Friday. So we'll see, probably some more news on that tomorrow, but things are looking from Elon's actions here like they are on track. Twitter did send out an email to employees today, just alerting them that Elon would be in the office. As you'll soon see or hear, Elon is in the SF office this week, meeting with folks, walking the halls, and continuing to dive in on the important work you all do. If you're in San Francisco and see him around, say hi. For everyone else, this is just the beginning of many meetings and conversations with Elon, and you'll all hear directly from him on Friday. This is just a tweet saying this, but this does appear to match a report from the Washington Post that seems to validate this, talking about that say hi comments. And that the meeting, or that Elon would be meeting with the teams on Friday. So a lot of Twitter news today, I think probably helping out the stock a little bit as we move past that period of extreme uncertainty about whether or not Elon Musk has to sell more shares of Tesla. And finally, we can kind of move on from that part of that conversation, which is certainly exciting for many of us, including myself. On the Tesla news front today, probably the most newsworthy story for some reason, a report from Reuters that Tesla faces a U.S. criminal probe over self-driving claims. So this is picked up and syndicated by a lot of different outlets. You know, just for example, here we're looking at NBC News, published by Reuters, so the same article, but that headline distributed across many media outlets, even though it's really being reported by the same source. So anyway, Reuters is saying that Tesla is under criminal investigation in the United States over claims that the company's electric vehicles can drive themselves, three people familiar with the matter said. The U.S. Department of Justice launched the previously undisclosed probe last year. Seems like a pretty important bit of context there. This, you know, investigation is apparently a year old. And we see here later in the article that as we are very well aware, the company has also explicitly warned drivers that they must keep their hands on the wheel and maintain control of their vehicles while using autopilot. Its features do not make the vehicle autonomous, the company says on its website. Such warnings could complicate any case the Justice Department might wish to bring, the sources said. I had to laugh a little bit at that as I was reading that one. But, you know, this. So point being here, this investigation is a year old, it sounds like. We're even if they meant 2021, we're almost a year removed from any parts of 2021 at this point. So this is a lengthy investigation, which it certainly would seem like a pretty cut and dry thing to investigate. Like, Tesla says it's full self-driving. They give plenty of warnings to explain what that is and what level of control is required. I don't really know what else there is to investigate on this. Certainly not a lot that would take a year to investigate. So, make your own decisions on how important this is to you. But for me, it's kind of a, maybe not old news since we're finding out about it today. But if this were some urgent matter, it certainly wouldn't seem to take a year to figure out what's going on with this situation. All right, next up in somewhat more exciting news, we've got an update here from Tesla on their LinkedIn page sharing a little bit of a promo video on the Megafactory. So, of course, this is the factory that will produce 40 gigawatt hours of Tesla energy storage products here in the future. That's in Lathrop, California. So we can see just kind of the exterior here and then see some of the things that Tesla's working on inside the factory. It's definitely coming together, looking like a full-fledged factory now. Looks very similar to updates that we've seen. It's kind of a nice little thing right there, made on Earth by humans, as we've seen in Tesla's store. But very reminiscent of the factory videos that we see coming out of the Gigafactories as well. Certainly not quite at that scale yet, but definitely looks like Tesla's ramping that up. They've made pretty positive comments about the Megafactory on the last couple of earnings calls, and we definitely saw storage start to ramp up. Of course, a record 2.1 gigawatt hours delivered in Q3, and hopefully we'll continue to see that, start to follow that real strong inflection point, or inflection area of the S-curve. All right, next here we got an update from Teslarati, Joey posting this up on YouTube. So they were able to spot a couple of Tesla semis being shared on a Snapchat, probably story that was location-based. I'm guessing they somehow tracked this down. But here we can see a couple of Tesla semis. So there's one in the front there, right there, very clearly, and then a second one following behind. So you can pause in the right location there. You can kind of see the front of it, and you can see the decal that we've seen on Tesla semis before. So that's probably the older one that we've seen, but there does appear to be a second one here as well. And those are driving around in Nevada. So exciting to see Tesla doing a little bit more testing on that. Probably not too surprising as we do approach that date. We're about a month out from when Tesla expects those first deliveries to Pepsi, but always exciting to see some updates on that. So that's kind of the Tesla news. Of course, in general market news after hours today, Meta did report earnings. So of course, formerly Facebook, they missed. Their stock is down 20%. When we looked at the stock, we're not seeing the same reaction after hours that we saw to Google yesterday, which of course Tesla shook off today. But yeah, Meta down significantly. Earnings per share missed. They did beat on the top line, but probably most importantly, guidance for the fourth quarter was much lower than expected. So I think the market kind of isolating Meta out a little bit more than what they would for Google, so probably not all that important. And then Ford did report earnings today. Probably the most interesting update from Ford in their results was that they are basically writing off Argo AI as a loss, taking a $2.7 billion non-cash hit, so just reducing the valuation that they had on their balance sheet for Argo AI, as they pivot on their autonomous vehicle strategy and wind that segment down. So Ford's an investor in Argo AI. Volkswagen is as well. I believe Lyft also has a small stake in Argo AI too. So they say in the third quarter, Ford made a strategic decision to shift its capital spending from the level 4 advanced driver assistance systems being developed by Argo AI to internally developed level 2 plus level 3 technology. So basically saying, we're just too far away from level 4. We're going to just focus in on level 2 and 3. We had heard Jim Farley talk about this in his interview with Monroe, that they were kind of focusing on trying to give consumers time back by taking away some of the tasks on highway. So that's kind of what they're focusing on here. Farley kind of repeating that same statement. I did kind of find this interesting, though. They talked about shifting timelines here, and they say in 2017, when Ford invested in Argo AI and autonomous vehicles, the company anticipated being able to bring level 4 ADAS technology broadly to market by 2021. So of course, Tesla probably anticipated that as well and has made similar statements, but it's certainly not Tesla kind of alone in some of those expectations. And here we see Ford acknowledging that and just saying, even now in 2022, a year later, it's still too far away to even continue working on this. They do say they're optimistic about a future for level 4 ADAS, but profitable fully autonomous vehicles at scale are a long way off. So they're just kind of thrown in the towel with that effort. With Argo, they'll redistribute those workers. Seen some articles about, you know, severance packages for some of them as well. So maybe some new talent available in that market, in that, you know, talent market. As for the rest of their earnings, so they did talk about supply shortages. So kind of a contrast to what we had talked about with General Motors yesterday, where General Motors really built up their inventory in Q3. Doesn't look like we had quite the same effect at Ford, the same results at Ford. Supply shortages that left about 40,000 vehicles built, but awaiting some remaining parts in inventory at the end of September. And they also had about $1 billion higher expenses for suppliers than what was anticipated. So we didn't hear quite as much of that from GM, which I talked about kind of being interesting for ushering us into a new era where maybe we're not seeing these excuses as much from automakers, or they're not having that excuse available to them as much. But Ford still, you know, making similar comments to what we have seen. So kind of interesting on that front. As far as I could tell, Ford, at least looking through their earnings, I didn't see any dealer inventory indicated. So if I'm missing that and anyone can find that, please pass that along. But we talked about that being pretty interesting for GM. I don't think we can, at least as far as I've been able to see, do a similar analysis for Ford. A couple of interesting things with this Argo, you know, winding down or write-off that we're seeing here this quarter. Many of you may remember, especially if you've ever seen any argument from Tesla Q, this seemed to be like their poster chart for arguing against Tesla. There's an institute called Navigant Research, basically just like a random research company, and they posted this chart about how they view the autonomous market, and Tesla's always been kind of in this bottom left corner, being like followers or challengers, with companies like GM, Ford, Waymo up in the top right, leading on the combination of execution and strategy. So it's always been pretty humorous just to see this because, you know, there's really no basis for this chart, just kind of a random chart, but certainly has been widely publicized. So this was from Navigant. They later renamed themselves Guidehouse, but it's the same people. And this is the 2021 version. You can see Tesla even further isolated out to the left. I kind of get it if you want to put execution a little bit lower, but to put strategy over on that end, it really doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Argo AI up here on the top left or top right as leaders, but apparently not leading enough to avoid just being written off as a loss. So anyway, just kind of a throwback to all those Tesla Q arguments from back in the day that I thought was interesting. Anyway, speaking of leaders, we've got an update here on GM. Very interesting in this case. All Car News on Twitter noticing that GM in some of their marketing for the new GMC Sierra EV has apparently just decided to take marketing material from Rivian and Photoshop their own vehicle on it. So you can see the Denali there. And yeah, this looks like a pretty similar scene as this Rivian marketing, which you could just say, oh, this was, you know, both of them using the same stock image and putting their vehicle on it. But apparently this is a still from a Rivian video. So I think they've just straight up lifted it. You know, I'm not 100% certain on that, but that appears to be the case. GM has now deleted this post from their Instagram, so it makes it look even more like that case. If we zoom in here, you can actually, I don't know if I can, but you can actually see where the Photoshopping is happening right along the outline of the vehicle. So interesting, but clearly the same photo. I mean, the same person in the background here running across the intersection, holding something, the same leaves, you know, beneath the vehicle. So clearly looks like GM just decided to take that and use it for themselves. So interesting choices there, GM. Maybe not leadership issue, maybe someone just making a mistake in the design team and no one else realizing it. So you don't want to be too critical, but at the same time, this is the company that decided that Nikola would be a great company to partner with. So I guess I'm not going to put it past them in this case either. Anyway, moving on from General Motors, just kind of wrap things up. As we head into tomorrow, of course, as I mentioned earlier this week, we will have the GDP release for Q3, the preliminary release tomorrow morning. So that'll be interesting. That'll be before market open. And then, of course, on Friday, we will have the personal consumption expenditures index released, which will be an interesting indicator for the Fed's actions the following week as we head into November. All right, so that is it for today then. We're going to wrap it up. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, October 27th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.